Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you tonight is Ian
and Cody.
Lots to talk about here. Has Greenpeace changed their tune on recycling? That's the story you brought in tonight, Cody. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But probably more important is a story that you and I both had. We always pick our show prep independent of one another. And we compare notes before the show starts. And it's like, oh, we both had the same story? Well, that's probably the one we should talk about.
Yeah, brand spanking new. I'm very surprised. It's been out for a whole day now, and I'm very surprised I haven't seen it anywhere else. No one's really talking about this. Of course, Tim Beanie Hat Poolman is talking about it, but that's about it. I don't see it on Fox or any of the other outlets.
So you're talking about this story about the Department of Homeland Security that is policing so-called disinformation by using, of course, the mega social media platforms like Facebook
and Twitter, the whole nine, yeah.
And mega corporations like Microsoft.
And most importantly, election manipulation. That has to be the most damning aspect of all of this, is that they
tried to cover up the Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And went right to Zuckerberg, according to what he said on Joe Rogan. They told me to pull it. Or they said it was a nothing burger, and I went ahead and did what they said. But as this report indicates, it's a little bit deeper than just getting on the phone call and talking to Zuckerberg. There's an
There's a system.
There's a system set up for this.
Yeah, and so if you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to. But Conan, you talk about how people aren't talking about this. There was a post today by a gentleman who I think it's the guy that made Liberty Maniacs, or one of the Liberty clothing lines. I apologize. I think his name's Dan. I don't have the post directly in front of me, but he made a post about the fact that he had posted this story that we're about to share with you from The Intercept, this in-depth report on the Department of Homeland Security and cracking down on speech online. And then he went and he looked at the statistics on his post, because there's a way to do that. Now, I don't know if this was Facebook or Twitter or whatever, one of those. It was one of those.
Right.
And he clicked on later. I don't know how much time had passed, but this is a person who's well followed. He's got way more followers than, you know, most people, right? And, I mean, he's not like, you know, Kim Kardashian level, but he's probably in the tens of thousands. And he looked at the statistics on his post, and it was just null.
Makes sense.
There was nothing.
Makes perfect sense to me.
So it has absolutely been suppressed. So that's why you're not, quote-unquote, seeing it. It's probably being posted right and left, but the algorithms are locking it out.
As this article discusses.
Yeah. Do you want me to share it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So this is from the Intercept reporter Lee Fang and Ken Klippenstein. And, you know, the Intercept, I just got to give them some credit. They do some really great in-depth reporting. One of the co-founders, Glenn Greenwald, who, of course, he's the person who revealed this Edward Snowden revelations almost a decade ago now at this point. He had a falling out with The Intercept. I guess there was some leftism that was rubbing him the wrong way. And, of course, they put a board of directors in charge of the thing that he helped to create, and they kind of ran it in a direction he didn't want it to. But from that said, they're still doing some good work. And this is part of it. So the Department of Homeland Security is quietly broadening its efforts to curb speech that it considers dangerous. An investigation by The Intercept found years of internal DHS memos, emails, and documents obtained via leaks, and an ongoing lawsuit, as well as public documents, illustrate an expansive effort by the agency to influence tech platforms.
Mm-mm-mm. And by the way, we've known this.
Sure.
We've known all about this. I think what is most important, if this article ever gets out there, hopefully it does, is how far government will go in order to control the narrative.
Oh, and, yeah, they're desperate.
And most normies just will not accept it. They don't believe you. They think you're... Go put your tinfoil hat back on, Conan. Or they'll... they'll just or ignore it, or it just is a nothing burger.
Or maybe they think it's for their own good, you know, like, oh, well, you know, we can't just let people post whatever they want.
Well, absolutely. There's a whole wing of this country who that's all they've been complaining about all week with old Mr. X taking over a certain platform.
Elon Musk.
Oh my God, we can't have this. We can't have this open public square where people can say anything and everything.
But that's not true
With no regulation.
But that's not even the case. I mean, that's how they're trying to paint Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. But it's not the case at all. In fact, he was just citing one of his associates, one of his buddies or whatever, that he put into a position at Twitter of security or something like that. And they're bragging about how they are locking down people's accounts right now for so-called hate speech.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to point out to these people
that was,
like,
that was short-lived.
It didn't even live at all. Like they're saying,
no, it didn't.
Yeah, they're saying, look, you know, we've got all these systems. We're making the systems better, is what they said, to detect and lock out these people's accounts. So anyway, back to the story. So the work, much of which remains unknown to the American public, came into clearer view earlier this year when the Department of Homeland Security announced a new disinformation governance board. Remember, we talked about this on Free Talk Live. They had that crazy woman.
The Mary Poppins girl, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what her name was.
I always refer to her as the disinformation czar.
Yeah, yeah. She was terrible and terrifying. But what we predicted when this news about the Disinformation Governance Board came out was that this wasn't going to go away. They quote-unquote scuttled the program, right? There was all this public outrage that came up about this, and the government, they appeared to back off. Like, oh, well, we'll just put it on hold, and then they quote-unquote shut it down.
Yeah, when they brought her out, it really felt to me that they were just checking the water to see if it was how the public would respond, and overwhelmingly good on normies out there, there was a lot of backlash.
You keep using the term normies.
People who don't pay attention to politics.
Well, those people aren't paying attention. It's the people who are paying attention and were upset about this. Average people probably have no idea about that story.
You might be right.
I mean, what are the odds that the person who's listening to pop music radio or country music radio or whatever in the morning and in the evening on their way to and from work, and they get home at night and they flip the television on so they can watch their sports ball or their favorite sitcoms or whatever it is that's on TV these days, and they're, you know, crack open their beer or light up a joint and, you know, grab the fast food. What are the odds that person is going to even come in contact with a story about a disinformation governance board? What are the odds the morning, the zany wild morning show that they're listening to on the way to work is going to cover?
Well, this case, in this case, no, they're never going to come across that. But when they brought that crazy lady out, it became mainstream.
You think so?
Yeah, because she was doing all the crazy songs on TikTok, and
yeah, maybe that did get some shares.
I think they were even sharing that in comedy, late night comedy shows.
Well, whatever happened, it was enough to stir up enough outrage to where the government made it look like we're just going to make Hey, we were wrong. What were we thinking? And if you believed that, if you bought that story that they were just going to shut this thing down, it's obvious what they were going to do. They're going to keep doing the thing. They're just not going to talk about it.
It's a new wing of government. Yeah. Once you create these tentacles, these Hydra heads, they never, ever go away. I mean, they might bury themselves and hide.
Change the name of the department, put it underneath another existing department, and then shut up about it. And that's what they did here. According to The Intercept, behind closed doors and through pressure on private platforms, the U.S. government has used its power to try to shape online discourse. According to meeting minutes and other records appended to a lawsuit filed by the Missouri Attorney General, Republican Eric Schmidt, who is also running for Senate, discussions have ranged from the scale and scope of government intervention in online discourse to the mechanics of streamlining takedown requests for false or intentionally misleading information.
According to who? These guys.
Right. Microsoft executive Matt Masterson, a former Department of Homeland Security official. So that's who Microsoft is hiring. And you see this all the time with large tech companies. They hire people who worked for the government.
Oh, incestuous. Very.
Now, the ostensible reason is, well, you know, they work for the government. They know how the system
is. Yeah, they know how it works.
But the reality is these people have a certain mentality. And his mentality, he says, quote, platforms have to get comfortable with government. It's really interesting how hesitant they remain. He texted another Department of Homeland Security director in February. Texted that.
Why don't they love the boot on their neck?
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Well, some of them do, Conan. There's more on the...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. tonight. You've got Ian
and Conan.
By the way, I want to make sure you know about Bullion Max, because they're doing some cool stuff over at Bullion Max to help get people involved in buying alternatives to the dollar, like gold and silver. These things have historically been very, very good to keep people up with the ravages of inflation. That's just one of the things that they're known for over many, many generations. And Bullion Max can help you with that. You can go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and they will hook you up with the 5-ounce silver starter kit at employee pricing, and you get a bonus gold back thrown in there for just to give you an idea of what the gold backs are like. We talk a lot about the amazing gold backs here on Free Talk Live. I had a guy come over and fix my washing machine here today, and I paid him in gold backs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of people like them. Local business owners love them, and it's definitely something, if you love freedom, you got to get to know this product. And, of course, you get 5 ounces of silver at employee pricing when you buy the Silver Starter Kit. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. There's only one per household, so if you've already gotten your Silver Starter Kit, sorry, you can't get another one. But, of course, they got a ton of other great products there. And so, yeah, again, that's bullionmax.com/FTL. They'll deliver it right to your door, and you don't have to deal with any salespeople when you order through bullionmax.com/FTL. All right, so we are talking about this story from The Intercept. Conan, you and I both brought the same story in here tonight, and that's because, well,
it's the only one so far.
Right. There's probably somebody that's written a summary of it, because this, as usual, the Intercept is known for in-depth reporting. They don't just scratch the surface. They really do a lot of detail reporting here. And so we're getting into Twitter, Facebook, Microsoft, mega tech corporations that are teaming up with the Department of Homeland Security. Now, whatever their reasons are, I don't know.
This FBI official in the next paragraph is going to explain why she believes that they're doing what they're doing.
Laura Demlow, who is the FBI person you're referring to, in a March meeting warned that the threat of subversive information on social media could undermine support for the U.S. government. Which, of course, is exactly what we want.
That's exactly, you mean like peaceful divorce?
Yeah, national divorce.
But then we'll get our callers and the guys. I know there's some old dude in the chair flipping out right now when he hears the idea that those crazy free staters, you know, why do they want to leave? You can't have that. We had a civil war that proved it was wrong.
Why do you want to stay so badly? It should be the real question. And further, in fact, I was just talking with my washing repair guy about this, because he was apparently there was some controversy in a local Republican, sort of one of the most local town level Republican parties, mm-hmm. where they refused to give campaign funds to Matt Santanastasso, who is the Free Stater, the Liberty activist, the state rep, who was one of the co-sponsors of the secession bill.
Right.
So they were handing out checks to all the Republican candidates except for one. And the executive committee refused to cut a check
because of the secession, or because he wasn't Republican enough.
No,
obviously he's not Republican enough. But
he is a Republican, right? Like, he's a person running as a Republican. And the guy that I was talking to, he made a great point. He's like, look, if this isn't who you wanted as your candidate, you should have run someone in the primary and taken him out. But because he's a Republican, you should be giving him a check, too. So there was actually this uprising within the party of the sort of the normal members were angry at the board of directors for not giving him this check. But, of course, it led to a conversation with one of the treasurer, who apparently is this Republican that votes Democrat, and somehow he's on the Republican committee.
Why? And why? Because, quote, he was undermining support for the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Good God, that is sick.
And this treasurer guy was upset about it. And I said, you know, anytime I have a conversation with somebody that wants to stay in the union, I want to ask the question of, do you have a line in the sand? Is there something, is there a point at which the federal government can get to where it's so invasive, so expensive, so outrageous, so violent, whatever that is, whatever, do you have something that would trigger you to start saying, okay, yeah, we should start talking about leaving this union?
And do they have an answer? Or is it just mostly what's been happening for the last, 200 years, where they're just slowly pushing further left?
They don't have an answer, Conan, most of the time that I've heard that question asked.
We can fix it. We just vote harder.
Vote harder, vote for the right people. Oh, well, we need to control everybody. We want to take over and force our way on the Democrats, or we want to take over and force our way on the Republicans.
Which they will probably do next week.
Sure.
And in 2 years as well. It's just, the pendulum does its thing, back and forth.
So this FBI bureaucrat, she again is worried about undermining support for the U.S. government. According to the notes of the discussion attended by senior executives from Twitter and J.P. Morgan Chase.
There you go, of course.
Stressed that, quote, we need a media infrastructure that is held accountable. Spokesperson for Twitter wrote in a statement that, quote, we do not coordinate with other entities when making content moderation decisions, and we independently evaluate content in line with the Twitter rules. Well, I don't believe you, number one, no. Twitter. Obviously, you're going to do what the government says because you're a megacorporation, and all megacorporations do what they're told by the government. It's basically part of the deal, right? Like, when you form a big limited liability corporation, you better believe part of the terms of that agreement are that you will enforce the quote-unquote law, that you as a corporation are essentially an outgrowth of the federal or state government.
Absolutely.
They're providing you with this corporate veil, this corporate protection, because you don't need to be a corporation to be a business, right? Like, you can just open a business. And you don't have to get a corporation.
A private corporation by ass, which is what the left have been saying for the past month.
They're not private in any way. So they'll do what they're told. Anyway, there's a formalized process for government officials to directly flag content on Facebook or Instagram and request that it be throttled. And that means basically not taken offline, but nullified as far as its reach is concerned.
Yeah, which we both are probably, well, you're not on Facebook anymore, but I'm sure that I'm, with my connection, I think that I'm way down there.
I suspect something like that happens to me on Twitter as well, but then again, I just probably don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not a constant Twitterer. I like to use the platform to gather show prep and things like that and kind of see what's going on, see what people are talking about, but I don't tweet every day. I tweet maybe a couple times a week or something like that, and so they say you're supposed to tweet 10 times a day if you really want to grow the growth of the Twitter.
So you're probably not going to buy your $20 blue check?
No, I don't have any plans.
$20 a month or whatever it is?
I don't even qualify for it because I violated the Twitter rules. So unless they change the rules of how you can get the blue check,
right,
I can't get it. The time of writing the, quote, content request system at Facebook, or they even give you the URL, facebook.com/xtakedowns/login, is still live. Department of Homeland Security and Meta, the parent company of Facebook, didn't respond to a request for comment, and the FBI also declined to comment. So there's more, though. We can talk about it here, and you can share your thoughts. Maybe you think that this should be happening. Maybe you think the federal government should be controlling what people say and what people can see on social media. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Campaigns are making their final push as Election Day is next Tuesday for the 2022 midterms. From Georgia to Arizona and Pennsylvania to Nevada, all eyes are on the battleground states that will determine which party controls Congress for the next 2 years. Republicans are ahead of Democrats by 2 points on a generic congressional ballot. Kathy is from Pennsylvania, and she tells Fox News she's switching parties for the first time.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'm here to tell you today that I'm flipping to Republican. I can no longer follow this party.
Tuesday marks a successful launch for SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket on a Space Force mission.
Falcon Heavy is supersonic.
There, we just heard the call out that the vehicle is now traveling faster than the speed of sound. What a beautiful sight.
It's the fourth ever liftoff from Florida's Space Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, welcome here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Dale, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join AMPS as well, AMPS.freetalklive.com. It's a way for you to help support what we do here. If you appreciate the work that we do, talking about the ideas of liberty here 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and beyond, then you can join us over at AMPS.freetalklive.com. And that is what Dale has done. She is a gold level supporter, which means she's doing $10 a month, which is twice what we ask. So thank you, Dale, for the support. We definitely appreciate it. And you can get some perks as well, some access to stuff that the average folks who don't AMP don't get. So, like, for instance, the full radio show minus recorded commercials in a podcast form, that's available to you if you join AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com. That's AMPS. .freetalklive.com. We're talking about the situation involving the Department of Homeland Security and mega tech corporations like Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, where, according to a very interesting detailed report from The Intercept, they have been revealing lots of information about this ongoing program that you might have thought was shut down earlier this year, the so-called Disinformation Governance Board.
You thought wrong. The Facebook portal is still up and running.
They're still at it, and they are doing it, you know, directly. The government bureaucrats can log right into this portal and directly flag the things they want Facebook to take offline, or at the very least, throttle down, mm-hmm. make it so it's not really visible. Their mission, they say here, to fight so-called disinformation stemming from concerns around Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election, at least that's the public excuse they're making,
fake news.
Began taking shape during the 2020 election and over efforts to shape discussions around vaccine policy during the coronavirus pandemic. Documents collected by The Intercept from a variety of sources, including current officials and publicly available reports, reveal the evolution of more active measures by Department of Homeland Security. According to the draft copy of their quadrennial Homeland Security Review, their capstone report outlining the department's strategy and priorities in the coming years, they plan to target inaccurate, so-called inaccurate information on a wide range of topics, including, quote, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, and as though anyone knows what the truth is besides whoever it was that started it.
Right.
And the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine.
All things that the public need to discuss on a regular basis.
And have the truth about.
These are the hardest-hitting things, maybe not racial justice, some people think that it is, but all these others, especially the COVID-19, are very important to discuss and have regular discussions about.
Right. How else are you supposed to get at the truth if you cannot see the different opinions?
Every angle, every bias. You need to. But as we're finding out, we've been talking about this for 3 years.
Sure.
Well, forever. But for 3 years, especially when it comes to the COVID, that people have been quieted. They have been deplatformed for talking, for coming at it at another angle.
Even though now later, much of the COVID information is being revealed as true. The very things that were being said was misinfo, the very things that the pro-government side was saying were conspiracy theory and were saying were lies and misinformation in 2020 and 2021, many of those things have now been proven to be absolute fact.
Yep.
And many of the things that they said beyond that, like saying the vaccines were going to be 100% effective?
Nope, never.
I mean, there's so much video of that out there. They haven't been able to suppress that, but that's what they said, and it's not even close to being true.
And now what is being discussed on the mainstreams that we are not allowed to talk about? I don't know, like the war in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, are we going to be finding out in 2, 3, 4 years that this whole thing, this whole wag the dog debacle was a sham? Of course we are. But then we'll have something else to worry. There'll be something else going on.
The next thing.
The next depression.
That's on the way for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard for anybody to pay attention if they're wondering where their next meal's going to come from, right? The challenge. This is back to more of the DHS's report. This is their security review. Quote, the challenge is particularly acute in marginalized communities.
Oh, she's talking about us.
Which are often the targets of false or misleading information, such as false information on voting procedures targeting people of color. Unquote. The inclusion of the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is particularly noteworthy given that House Republicans, should they take the majority in the midterms, have vowed to investigate.
Good. They're not going to, but good if they do.
Well, I mean, if they investigate, all they're going to do is shame the Democrats and then close the case. Because what else are they going
to
do?
They need to investigate those governors who were putting old people, or putting COVID patients in old people homes.
Well, I mean, Cuomo is gone.
He needs to be criminally prosecuted.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not, but that's what these people need to do when they get power.
The only person who's going to be criminally prosecuted, it looks like, might be Donald Trump. And I am surprised that that is happening. Like, that took me... His raid of Mar-a-Lago, that took me by surprise. I didn't think that they were going to go that far.
I don't think it was a raid. I think they were just going by and picking up some documents, and Trump blew it out of the water to make a big point, make a big stink out of it.
Well, he wasn't there, so who knows what.
Of course he wasn't.
Really,
well, okay. I think it was a setup. I think Trump set that whole thing up.
How disinformation is defined by the government has not been clearly articulated. Well, it's because it's one of those things where they'll know it when they see it.
Yeah, it's a growing process.
Oh, we don't like this. also it's disinformation or any information that might call into question the validity and the belief system of people that love the government.
It's what that lady said, the FBI official, undermining government.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, it's a growing process. It grows, it evolves, and it's what bad thing this week. That's it. That's how you decide. All you have to do is look at Twitter at the top of the feed. That's what's bad this week.
Oh,
disinformation.
The trending
stuff. Yeah.
And the inherently subjective nature of what constitutes disinformation provides a broad opening for DHS officials to make politically motivated determinations about what constitutes dangerous speech. Department of Homeland Security justifies these goals, which have expanded far beyond its original purview on foreign threats, to encompass disinformation originating domestically by claiming that terrorist threats can be, quote, exacerbated by misinformation and disinformation spread online. What is the difference between misinformation and disinformation? Like, at all. Like, to me, they seem like they should just be synonyms.
Misinformation is an accident. Disinformation is intentional.
Is it?
I believe.
Okay. But the laudable goal, they say, or this is the Intercept now saying this, the laudable goal of protecting Americans from danger has often been used to conceal political maneuvering.
Since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
Benevolent governments protecting their people from the bad guy.
In 2004, for instance, they faced pressure from the George W. Bush administration to heighten the national threat level for terrorism in a bid to influence voters prior to the election, according to the former DHS Secretary Tom Ridge. U.S. officials have routinely lied about an array of issues, from the causes of the wars in Vietnam and Iraq to their more recent obfuscation around the role of the National Institutes of Health in funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology's coronavirus research.
Yeah, hello, weapons of mass destruction.
Hello, so many. Yeah, I mean, as they say here, you can't sum up all of the lies of the U.S. federal government in one paragraph. But, yeah, welcome to the state. And it's not just a federal thing. Every government, people, organization out there is full of it. They'll say whatever it takes to expand their purview, you know, expand, widen their jurisdiction over our lives, expand their budgets, hire more bureaucrats, and expand their control. That's what they're all about.
What do you think the ratio of bureaucrats that actually feel in their heart of hearts that they're doing what is right for the people? They're putting these departments together in order to actually protect the people, or the ratio of those good people, those good politicians, to just simple psychopaths?
That's an excellent question, Conan. I have no way of knowing. Because
how do you tell the difference? It's hard.
The number here is 603-283-6160. We got more here on this story about the Department of Homeland Security using big tech to crack down on free speech and ideas that might threaten their precious status quo in people's minds. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian and Cronin. Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So when you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can do that. Just head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. It is definitely not too late, even though Bitcoin, I think it was yesterday or today, marked the 14th anniversary of Satoshi Nakamoto releasing his or her white paper into the world. And then, of course, the Bitcoin actual software came a few months later. I think it was in January of the following year. So 2009, January was when that came out. So happy birthday, kind of pre-birthday, conception day.
My boy is 14 today.
Bitcoin.
Or girl or whatever.
Technically, it's like the conception of Bitcoin because you couldn't actually run the software yet. But it's an important day. So if you want to weigh in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. But go and start learning about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Or if you're not brand new to crypto, then you probably want the latest news headlines. They got those, too. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the Intercept story here about the Department of Homeland Security working closely with companies like Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft to take down and restrict access to opinions
that they deem to be disinformation, misinformation, or undermine the government.
That's what they're really after. So, more to the story here. We talk about how the track record
of their lies that they referred to several of the lies, you know, everything from weapons of mass destruction to lying to get into Vietnam wars,
throwing babies out of incubators.
Yeah, so many lies. But their dishonesty hasn't prevented them from seeking to become arbiters of what constitutes false or dangerous information on inherently political topics. Earlier this year, Ron DeSantis, the governor in Florida, signed a law known by supporters as the Stop Woke Act, which bans private employers from workplace trainings asserting an individual's moral character is privileged or oppressed based on his or her race, color, sex, or national origin. The law, critics charged, amounted to a broad suppression of speech deemed offensive. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE, has since filed a lawsuit against DeSantis, alleging unconstitutional censorship.
I didn't hear about this.
Federal judge temporarily blocked parts of the Stop Woke Act, ruling the law had violated workers' First Amendment rights. Quote, Florida's legislators may well find plaintiff's speech repugnant, but under our constitutional scheme, the remedy for repugnant speech is more speech, not enforced silence, wrote Judge Mark Walker in a colorful opinion castigating the law. And I agree with that. That is always the solution to speech that you don't like. It's not to shut it down. It's to rebuke it, is to call it out and question it. And I don't know enough about the Stop Woke Act.
Yeah, we have never talked about this. This is new to me.
I think it got they had a different name for it. Wasn't it like the anti-gay bill or something?
That's
like
what
that?
The left was calling it, yeah. But I think this is something different.
Maybe. Well, regardless, if it affected private employers, then they shouldn't be banned from saying whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of the same argument as our right to work law here in New Hampshire. It's like
we have one of those.
I think this is something. There's something they're always trying to get past.
Yeah, and it hasn't yet.
And the point is can you make a private company? Can you prevent that private company? Can you create a law that prevents them from wanting you in a union or preventing you from being in a union? And it's a good question. I mean, I don't want to have any part of it. I probably don't want to have any part of these woke participation trophies that some private company probably wants me to put up with. But at the same time, can you tell that company that they can't have these special classes?
Yeah, the whole right to work thing is a kind of a confusing issue. First of all, it's confusingly named.
It's a law.
Yeah. and the whole idea of unions, okay. I'm in favor of the idea of the union if it's done on a voluntary basis, but with all the laws that surround unions, they're not.
Right.
So, no, a union should not be able to force people into the union. But if the company wants to be a union shop, then that should be a choice they're free to make.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know.
So the right to work would prevent that company from being able to do that to its employees.
Yeah.
So I'm it's kind of iffy. I'm kind of in support of it, and kind of like, no,
I don't like the way it's written. I don't like the way it's written. I don't think it's written in the most principled fashion. It should just simply be that if some level of employees form a union, they just shouldn't be able to get to force other people in there unless that's what the owner wants.
Right.
Anyway, so to the extent to which the DHS initiatives affect Americans' daily social feeds is unclear. During the 2020 election, the government flagged numerous posts as suspicious, many of which were taken down. Documents cited in the Missouri Attorney General's lawsuit disclosed. And a 2021 report by the Election Integrity Partnership at Stanford found that of nearly 4,800 flagged items, technology platforms took action on 35% of them, either removing, labeling, or soft blocking speech.
Soft blocking.
Meaning the user were only able to view content after bypassing a warning screen. The research was done, quote, in consultation with CISA, which is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Which I believe President Trump signed into action.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, don't act for a moment like this is a Democrat-only problem. This started under Trump. Prior to the 2020 election.
Well, it started in 2016 when dead internet theory happened and all the bots took over. And AI, sorry.
Including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Discord, Wikipedia, Microsoft, LinkedIn, and Verizon met on a monthly basis with the FBI, CISA, and other government representatives. According to NBC News, the meetings were part of an initiative still ongoing between the private sector and government to discuss how firms would handle so-called misinformation during the election. Monthly meetings.
Yeah, did you name off all of the companies?
Microsoft, LinkedIn, Verizon, Wikipedia, Discord, Reddit, Facebook, and Twitter. But that's just including. There could have been more that were involved in it, but those are some pretty big ones. Glad we're not on Discord anymore.
Yeah.
The stepped-up counter-disinformation effort began in 2018, following high-profile hacking incidents of U.S. firms when Congress passed and President Donald Trump signed the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act, forming a new wing, because they didn't have enough government bureaucracy. There wasn't enough to the Department of Homeland Security. They needed a whole new bunch of cops. Information cops.
Truth police.
Yeah. I think isn't that what they called this? Or truth cops, I think, they called the whole article. Forming a new wing to protect critical national infrastructure. On August 2022, report by DHS sketches the rapidly accelerating move toward policing disinformation. From the outset, CISA boasted of an evolved mission to monitor social media discussions while, quote, routining or rather routing disinformation concerns, unquote, to private sector platforms. In 2018, the then secretary created the Countering Foreign Influence Task Force to respond to election disinformation. The task force, which included members of CISA as well as the Office of Intelligence and Analysis, generated, quote, threat intelligence, unquote, about the election and notified social media platforms and law enforcement. At the same time, DHS began notifying social media companies about voting-related disinformation appearing on social platforms. I mean, it just goes on. There's another entity they made the next year called the Foreign Influence and Interference Branch to generate detailed information about disinformation, says the Inspector General. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. That year, its staff grew to include 15 full and part-time people dedicated to disinformation analysis. In 2020, it expanded again to include COVID-19, according to the Homeland Threat Assessment. The apparatus had a dry run during its 2020 election when CISA began working with other members of the U.S. so-called intelligence community. The Office of Intelligence and Analysis personnel attended, quote, weekly teleconferences to coordinate intelligence community activities to counter election-related disinformation.
You better get that laptop out of there, Zucker. We don't want that. We don't want that floating around so people can see. Yes, boss, yes.
Emails between DHS officials, Twitter, and the Center for Internet Security outlined the process for such takedown requests during the period leading up to November of 2020. They show that the tech platforms would be called upon to, quote, process reports and provide timely responses to include the removal of reported misinformation from the platform where possible. Now, it's important to note here that obviously these platforms can do what they want. It's their platform, but if it were the government that were doing the takedowns, it would be illegal.
Yep.
Right?
But not my private organization.
Right. So when a private company does the bidding of the government, it's completely legal. And they're just requests, right? They're not ordering Facebook to take down the posts. They're just asking them to take down.
It's absolutely sick.
And Facebook says, sure, whatever you say, government. We don't want you to be in jeopardy.
We don't want to rock the boat.
Right. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. We'll see if there's more we can dig out of this story in moments. You can bring up whatever is on your mind while you still have the freedom to do so. Hour two.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April,
My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.